Today is the last day of our retreat. We know that, right? And when we did hugging meditation on Friday morning, we said that we enjoy it until the last drop. You remember? We were breathing in, breathing out, feeling our heart open, and feeling the support from our hugging partner, our friend, so that our heart can continue to open. And we said we enjoy our breathing. We enjoy the feeling of softening and opening here and in our friend as we hug until the last drop. They have that expression in French when they drink wine. They enjoy the wine until the last drop. And if we can enjoy the hugging until the last drop, and it's not the last drop, because our heart is still open. There's nothing called last. Every moment is a beginning. It's a new beginning. To live in the present is to live with the awareness that this moment, this morning, this day, this relationship is brand new. And we can begin anew right now. Knowing that, feeling our being in that space, the past no longer weighs us down. It's still there, yes, but we're not drowned in the suffering of the past. When our sun Bảo Tích, Bảo means jewels. You know Bảo Tích, the sutra called Ratnakuta Sutra? Accumulation of jewels, Kinh Bảo Tích. And so his name is Bảo Tích, accumulations of jewels. When he was 3.5, 4 years old, one evening he went to bed, but he was still very excited. We had relatives coming over that night and they just left. So he was very excited. He could not fall asleep. So he knew, barely breathing. So he put his hand on his tummy and he was trying to breathe. But he did not succeed. So I heard from the room, "Mom, Mom." So I came in. He said, "I cannot sleep. I am breathing, but I cannot sleep." So I lie down with him. I said, "Not to worry. Mom, Mom will help you." And so I lie down by his side. I put my hand, on his tummy. My right hand on his hand, my left hand on my tummy. And we breathe together And then I heard his breath, his breathing. It wasn't snoring, but I knew he fell asleep. Very sweet. As I'm sharing this with you, I can still hear it. You know why? It's not because everything that happened in our life, all the experiences that we've been through are stored here in the so-called store consciousness. So Bautit did ask mommy for help. And now he's 13 and a half. He's still asking for help when he needs help. And whenever he asks for help, my heart softened up. My heart opened up. I wish we all can do like Bautit. Maybe some of us were not as lucky as he was. When we asked for help, no help was available. But we can always begin anew. We can be a little boy, a little girl, and our mom, our dad, is the trees, the creek, the sangha, the earth, the stone, the pumpkins. And we can touch them, and we breathe in and out, and we can say, please help. These are things that we all can do. Friend, who came to the Sangha and who has had many, many difficulties. And he told me that when he was 9 months old, he was lying in his crib and he was crying, waiting for his mom to return, to come back to the room. You may ask the question, how could he remember? His mom told him the story. And he kept the experience, the emotion in him, in the store consciousness, in his heart. Mom never came to the room because mom was trained, was taught by grandmom that when a baby cries, you don't go to the room as a parent right away because he or she will continue to do the same, and you will not have time to do anything if you keep responding to his or her calling like that. She was trained to help the baby to become independent. After crying for more than 1 hour, probably an hour and a half, the baby stopped crying. And he never cried again. Let us enjoy our breathing together. And the baby's mother was happy with it. She thought that she was successful in training the baby to be independent. And the little boy grew up like that, always tried to take care of things by himself. When he got married, he married a very wonderful, very gentle, very loving young lady. And 5 years after they were married, she passed away because of cancer. And only after she passed away, he didn't cry much, because we know all the tears that were not able to come out stayed in him and became ice. 6 or 7 months after her passing, he began to cry just a very little bit. And then after that, he came to the Sangha, and then he realized how gentle and loving she was, and that he was not able to receive her love for him. And that those 5 years they spent together, he caused her so much suffering. And as he continued to practice with the Sangha, he got the support to come back to himself, to get to know his childhood better, his relationship with his parents and his brothers and sisters. And then he told us this story. He couldn't receive the love and the warmth and the support from the Sangha. He knew something special, something wonderful about coming to the Sangha. He feels safe, but he still feels lost. Sometimes he feels a sense of belonging, but it's not deep and strong. It's like a camera, it's on focus and off focus. And he's confused. And until we talked, we looked at this together, did he realize that many? He said, all of the difficulties I've been through, Anhung, come from my childhood. He made that statement. He's a very bright person. He started his own company. And he works alone. He has troubles with every relationship. He made a lot of money, but at one point he went into despair, deep depression. And he went bankruptcy. So what does that story tell us? I let that story to sit with you. What does that story tell us? His grandmom raised his mom in that way. His mom raised him in that way. And if he has children, without coming in touch with these deep emotions, this pain deep inside of him, he will raise his children in the same way. And the suffering keeps going on, around and around. Have you heard of the term samsara? S-A-M-S-A-R-A, the endless cycle of suffering. I share with you that story. When I told you that baby stopped crying, he never cried again. What was the feeling that came up in you?
Sadness.
Sadness?
Loss.
Loss?
Compassion.
Compassion. Right? Compassion. Any one of us sitting here who does not feel compassion for this little boy, 9 months old? Anyone who does not feel compassion, whose heart was not softened when we heard the story? All of us. Felt compassion and maybe some pain. So that's a very good news. You know why? It is because we had the seed of compassion. You may think that compassion dried up in you. And our parents may have thought the same way. But listening to this story, compassion wells up in us. That's a very good news. Let us breathe in and be in touch with that capacity, that seed of compassion in the soil of our being. And as we breathe out, let us touch our strongest, deepest desire to take care of this seed, to help it grow. Breathing in touch with the seed of compassion, or the feeling of compassion. Breathing out, let us smile to it. Because smiling to it is to connect with this energy, to connect with this feeling of compassion. Only then we can help it grow. That connection is very crucial for our practice. Not just recognizing, but connecting, and connecting deeply with the source of compassion within. And we do that with a smile. And not to worry if as a person we cannot smile. Make use of the smile of the Sangha. Look around, my friends. Those of you who sit on the front rows, you can look around. Turn around. If the smile is not there on your lips, in your heart, they are smiling. Make use of their smile. Their smile is your smile. And your smile is my smile. And that's exactly what we were talking about yesterday, the day before. Joy. The joy that removes the boundary between self and non-self. Who said that? John's smile is not Anhung's smile. Who said that? No one has the right to say that. I feel that, so I know that. That is my smile. I cannot seek for approval from outside. I cannot say, yes, Anhung, you are right. John's smile is your smile. If I need to learn to see that John's smile is my smile, then I would seek for confirmation. But in my heart, I feel that smile, and that smile is opening my heart, helping me to touch my pain, my loneliness, and I dwell in that place. Encourage our friends to smile, to relax into the breathing, so that the practice is like the river flowing. It's like the air kissing our cheeks. It's like the clouds floating on the sky. Practice of breathing, practice of coming home is so natural. So natural and so familiar to our heart. But please remember, please not to forget. If you cannot smile, it doesn't mean that you fail. It doesn't mean that your smile is not there. Being present, coming home to the breath, establishing ourselves in the here and now, for what? For what? To feel our own breath? To watch our own feeling? To embrace our own emotions? That's not the immediate step to reach out. When you're present, your energy is spreading out, you're touching. You're coming into relationship with all beings around you. And when we can do that, our sitting may not be so stable, so peaceful, but because the friends around us, some of them are sitting beautifully and peacefully, their peace and their beauty becomes ours. And we are not making a lot of effort to make our sitting peaceful and beautiful. It's peaceful and beautiful anyway. Because we are just there. Is the step one. This step even goes before the step called stopping, calming, and resting. Prerequisite. Once you sit down, return to your breathing. Return to your breathing. And please do not force yourself to calm down, to stop, to rest. Even these are the things that you need and you aspire to do, to practice. But you sit down, you breathe in a way that you're reaching out. That is called conscious breathing. If we breathe and we feel isolated, we feel smaller, we are shrinking like this, that is the opposite of conscious breathing. That is not conscious breathing. That is not the teaching of Tai. That is not the teaching of the Buddha. What happens if I follow my breathing and with all my intention, I want my energy to soften and flow into the surrounding, to make contact, to connect with the energies around me, and I can't. I should do something about that immediately right after the sitting. I should, if it's a noble silence period, I should write a note and put it in the bell. Or even noble silence period, I still can come to Lynn or Marjorie or Star. I have something very urgent. Can we talk? Noble silence serves to support us in the practice of opening our heart. It is not meant to isolate us. That's why it's called noble. It's a sweet, sweet silence. If the word noble, you don't like it, then we should use the word sweet silence. Remember the story of my friend, the little boy, 9 months old? Disconnection, isolation, with a piece of paper and a pencil, we can name. Just from listening to that story, we can name all kinds of seeds in him that were growing as he grew up. When he carried that block of ice in his heart, what was he actually carrying? Fear, loneliness, isolation. Because when we have seed of loneliness in us, strong seed, we isolate ourselves. No one isolates us, but we isolate ourselves. Despair, anger. Violence. Please. Take this as an assignment. Do assignment for my friend. And somewhere along you're doing this assignment, like me, you will discover more of yourself. Your understanding of yourself, our understanding of ourselves deepens. I share with you this assignment because I myself am still doing it. And as I'm talking, I'm doing it. You come and you talk to Lynn. Dear sister Lynn, I said, but I don't feel any connections with the Sangha. Please help me. And Lynn would say, let us breathe together. And she would say, breathing in, and then that person will breathe in. And she would look at the breath, follow the breath of that person, and then breathing out, that person is breathing out. And then Lynn can see the softening up of the energy in that person. And that person may begin to cry. When softening happens, tears can come. When the ice melts, what do you have? Water, right? And because Lynn can be there for that friend who is very new in the practice, for the first time, she can feel herself. And now, I have a question for you. The breath of that friend, is it her breath? Her capacity to feel her own breath, is that her mindfulness? No. It's hers and Lynn's combined. And even Lynn is sitting right next to her, right before her, but it's not Lynn's energy of mindfulness alone, but the energy of mindfulness of the whole community here and all the communities before this that helped to nurture the seed of mindfulness in Lynn. You see? And so when you sit with Lynn, or with Marjorie, or with Star, or with Tom, or with Judy, or Jeff, or Dennis, you feel that you're asking for help and these people are granting favors? That is not true. Because what they are offering you is they're offering the space in their heart. And they were not the creator of that space. It is the space that comes as the result of many causes and conditions. You see? So please don't feel like you're taking their time. Or please don't feel like An Hương has not been able to sleep well, I shouldn't bother her. These are important. Because once you can stop, you can rest, you can feel your soft and unlimited presence, you can connect with the surrounding, with the Sangha, you become a resource for other people. So please don't think that it's the teacher, it's the order members who can be there for someone who needs help. All of us can be there for everybody. With one condition, and that is, we can connect with each other. Let us take, enjoy a few deep breaths and see if the connection is there. If it's not there, can you do this for me? Can you allow the smile of the Sangha? Smile on your breath. It is important for us to come home to ourselves and to just recognize what is there. When we talk in a Dharma discussion, when we sit with a friend, when we hold hand of a friend and take a walk down the river, what is the meaning of that, the purpose of that? Is to notice, to recognize what is there. Recognizing is enough. Recognizing and having the space and the support to hold that recognition continuously is called deep looking. It's called embracing. We talk about the practice of stopping, resting and deep looking into our pain in order to understand its makeup. So recognition is the beginning of deep looking. Please do not separate the two. Like a green fruit, a green apple. At first it's green, right? But it continues to be there, to be nourished by the trees, by the earth, by the sun, by the rain. It will ripen. Recognition continues to be held, to be taken care of by the energy of mindfulness, peace and love in us and around us. That fruit, recognition, will ripen into an insight. But recognition is very important. Someone sits with Lynn, that friend is still sitting with Lynn, and Lynn would ask, tears come and she would ask, can you share with me what's there? And at the beginning she may just cry and cry. The tears is the sharing. The tears is a nonverbal form of sharing. The tears are sweet and lovely, like the Dharma. And because the tears can flow, that block of pain can soften. And then, that person begins to feel something more, to see something more. And Lynn will be just sitting there offering her presence. She's not saying anything. She may put her hand on the other person's hand. Just that contact would help this person to move through this. And at some point, this person will be able to say, I feel isolated. That is a good news. To feel the isolation and to be able to share it because the space is there. That is meditation. That is deep looking already. And so when we come to practice together, we practice coming home, we practice building the Sangha, that's what we do. So we do the non-doing. We don't do, but because we aspire, we deeply desire to cultivate that space, that love in us, so when we sit with someone, it's there. Whatever we say, whatever we do is coming from that place. So the foundation for that doing is the heart, is the non-doing. I would like to offer you the four magic formulas that I started a little bit on Friday morning so that you can use them every day, every moment. Or when you have a moment to stop and you forget, then you come back to these mantras. Four of them, but only take one, pick one and use one, let's say for this week or for one day. Or 1 month even. A little better. That's it.